Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is blaming Russian President Vladimir Putin for the death of the country's opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Speaking from the White House today, Biden said his administration doesn't know exactly what happened to Navalny, but his death was a, quote, consequence of something Putin and his thugs did.
Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
Biden also said this underscores the need for House Republicans to pass additional aid for Ukraine to counter Putin's ambitions. A judge in New York City is ordering former President Donald Trump to pay nearly $355 million for civil fraud. The court had already determined that Trump falsely manipulated his net worth. Trump says he plans to appeal the ruling. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a rebuke of former President Donald Trump's worldview today without explicitly mentioning him. NPR's Asma Khalid reports Harris's speech in Munich comes at a time when many Europeans are feeling uncertain about the U.S. commitment to the world.
Harris said she knows that many people in Europe are asking questions about the future of American leadership, and these are also questions Americans must ask themselves.
History has also shown us, if we only look inward, we could not defeat threats from outside. Isolation is not insulation.
She warned that isolation ultimately would weaken America. Her comments come as Republican leadership in the House has essentially blocked additional funding for Ukraine. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Authorities have charged two teenagers in the mass shooting in Kansas City this week. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Gunmen killed one person, Lisa Lopez Galvan, and injured almost two dozen others, including nine children, when they sprayed gunfire through a packed crowd at the close of a Super Bowl victory rally. One of the suspects was tackled by bystanders as he was apparently trying to escape the crime scene. Both suspects are under 18, so officials are not releasing their names. They're being charged as juveniles with gun-related and resisting arrest offenses, but could face further charges. Prosecutors say the investigation is ongoing. They say an argument between groups of people sparked the shooting. Most of the people injured in the shootings have now been released from area hospitals. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 145 points. This is NPR News in Washington. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he will not make a bid for the White House. The announcement comes after the centrist Democrat made the decision late last year not to seek another term in the Senate. There was wide speculation that Manchin might run for president on a third-party ticket against the two leading candidates, President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Federal energy officials have denied permits for a controversial hydropower project on the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports, advocates are hailing the move as a win for tribes.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said it would establish a new policy and will not allow projects on tribal lands if the tribe itself shows opposition. This proposal was for a pumped storage hydropower facility, where water flows from high-elevation reservoirs through turbines to generate power. Adrian Herder with the nonprofit Tuan Aja'a Ane says pushback from nearby residents played a big role.
I think that was able to really help provide that, to strengthen that argument from the Navajo Nation Department of Justice regarding the lack of community consultation and consent.
The Navajo Nation, as well as indigenous and conservation groups, said the project could have damaged important underground water supplies and sacred lands. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Stocks closed lower across the board on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 145 points. The Nasdaq lost 130. The S&P fell 24. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.